good, isn't he?
Amen.
You know, there's so many things that we have a tendency to look around and say, well, God did this. God's bad. God bad, 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 bad God. God's so loving. Why does he let this happen? He put us in charge. We messed it up. I mean, come on. Let's be real about it. We want to blame God for everything, but the truth is God is good. Everybody wants free will. At least I do. I don't want to be told what to wear all the time. I don't want to be told how to look. I don't want to be told this, that, and the other all the time. But God said, I give you free will. And we look at him and say, you're a bad God. You could have stopped that tsunami. Yes, he could have. He could have stopped a lot of things, but he didn't. But that's where we kick into New Testament teaching. It says, he will work all things together for the good of those who love him. You know, it's not just white-skinned, round-eyed people. You know that? It's people dark-skinned, tan-skinned, whatever color. People of all races. He is a good God. He doesn't deserve the backlash he gets. I've experienced so much of God's goodness. And, you know, there's times, I don't know about y'all, but I get on a little pity trip. Y'all ever get on I just get the whole cruise ship, and I'm going for a cruise. We're in Pity Ocean, and USS Pity is sailing, and I'm the captain. But one thing that I have to come back to, and no amens from the peanut gallery behind me, is that God is a good God. And, you know, today we take the time and we celebrate mothers. You know, the Bible tells us to honor our fathers and mothers. And it is a commandment with a promise that it will be well with you all your life. And if you think I'm kidding, look at people that don't honor their parents. Their lives are miserable. And, you know, as Angela said, you know, there may be times it's difficult one way or the other. You still got to do it. You got to push past that. And you can do it. But mothers, we're so glad you're here. Without you, we wouldn't be. I promise you that. Because if it feels like a kidney stone, I'd have had the tubes tied a long time ago if that were the case. You know what I'm saying? It hurts. And I've been told that's the closest a man can experience. So, and I've had a few. So, the first one, we'd have been done. China wouldn't have had to have created laws if men were. Nope, we're done. Oh, but anyhow. Well, we're going to honor you here in a little bit, right? And let me ask you a question. Do you have that paper? Good. Good. Good girl. See, I got a good wife and mother of my children. Was that the one on my desk? Or did you write two of them? Oh, okay. All right. Never mind. Yeah, she's really the captain. I'm just the deckhand or cabin boy, whatever you want to call me. I get to be the quartermaster at least from time to time. Father's Day's coming. I promise. Let's bless the tithe and offering this morning. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness in our lives each and every day. And Father, I pray now that as each and every one of us seek you, I know that we will find you. Father, I know that you will reveal yourself to us in ways that we understand. Father, ways that we can grab hold of. And Father, we honor you today with our tithes and with our offerings. And I pray now, Lord, that you bless them, press them down, shake them together, and cause blessings to run over in people's lives so that they do not have the room to keep hold of it all, that they have to bless others. Father, I thank you and praise you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated for a moment. Okay, so we have everybody come up now. All right, I guess I don't need, yeah. All right, all you mothers, please come forward. Come on down. You're the next contestant on. You gave birth. By the way, I know we've got mothers out there. You inherited children, so come on up. You are no less a mother. You're fulfilling one of the other very important roles. We can all get in here. We got room everywhere. If we have to, I like this. We may have to double stack today. I like this. Come. She's going to hand you out a flyer today. A couple years ago, y'all remember, we decided to quit giving out cheesy little gifts that you lose before you got to the parking lot. I usually stuck mine in a garage and would forget about them, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. A flashlight, you got to squeeze a million times to get half a second of light. But anyhow, we started putting money towards things that we know hits home with you. So this year, the Mothers of Addis Feet, a gift of $400 was given in your honor to bring God's love, hope, and dignity to precious girls and women all over the world through this project. And it's Project Girl through the Joyce Myers Ministry. They guide and help restore these young women who have been in different situations, whether they've been neglected and abused. You know, a lot of them young women. You know, something I'm sure, knowing some of your stories, something I know a lot of you would like to have had back in your time. So when you were starting off life, it would have been nice to have had somebody to show you the kindness that we're trying to show. I just want you all to know, though, you know, seriously, we wouldn't be here without you. You know, I know we joke about that and kind of make light of it, and, you know, about men not carrying the line on any further. I think God may have known that, too. It's why he created you. But you are very much appreciated, every woman in here. You don't know whose life you may have affected. And you say, well, all I ever did was become a mother. Great. You know what? If all I ever did was be the father of one child who led one person to the Lord, that would be worth it. My whole existence, if that's all it was summed up of, was I was the father of one child who led one more person to Jesus. That's it. I wouldn't need to have all this other stuff. But you know what? God is a good God. He's let you have great lives. And I know they haven't always been pleasant. That would be asinine of me to think. But you have found Christ. You serve him. And therefore your life is blessed. Don't ever forget that. I know there's a lot of stuff going through trying to empower women. The truth of the matter is, ladies, they're taking away your power. You've never lost that power. You have a power men don't have. You can create life. Yeah, we have to be there for it, but you carry it for 9 months. As my niece rolls her eyes. But you got a life inside of you. The closest men get to that is a bad bowl of chili. But just keep that in mind. You carry life. Everything about you is giving life. You know, I know many of you have sacrificed your sleep, especially, you know, if you were a nursing mother. You know, I personally thank God for nursing mothers. My wife nursing anyhow. Because God didn't give me that ability. I could change the diapers, but couldn't feed them until they weaned, and then that kind of got shared. But you are special, every one of you. And I know this isn't a flowery, big speech type deal. This is from my heart. It may be a little rough and not quite as eloquent, but it's genuine. And that's all I care. Now, I'm going to pray for you ladies, and I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of you up here today. But what we're going to let you eyeball your rows, because Angela got to thinking this year, why make them sit there and hold a rose that they got to try to make sure they don't step on, sit on, or maybe dripping water on them? Ryan will come up, and he will hold the vase up here after service, and you can come up and pick your flower, and you can take your rose then, okay? That way, like she said, that was a good idea. See, I listen to good ideas. I'm sure she has them more often, but I don't always listen. I'm a man still, okay? She's had a lot of good ideas over the years. But I'm going to ask you each, if you can, take your neighbor by the hand. I'm going to start down. I don't know where I'm going to start. This line snakes around. I'm going to start down here. But I want to just walk along, and I'm going to pray and bless you. Gentlemen, everybody please stand. Stretch your hands forward here, if you can. I understand some of you might be. Yeah, ladies, if you could step forward just a hair bit right here. Just hook her under the arm. We're gonna bless you, all right? Father, we thank you and praise you right now for each and every one of these women. Lord, I bless them in Jesus' name. And I ask, Father, that anything they are dealing with, anything they're struggling with, Father, shortcomings that they have recognized, Father, even things that people have told them in the past, Lord, things that have stuck with them that are not true, Lord, I pray right now that you release them from those things in the name of Jesus, and you deliver them into the way you see them, Father. You take them to the places you created for them, not the prisons that were created by the opinions and the thoughts of somebody else, but Lord, the very person that you created them to be, Lord. I know these women to be great, mighty women as well, Father, but also, Lord, thank you, that they will be able to minister to their children, their grandchildren, and all their friends and family as well, Lord God. I thank you and praise you for each and every one of them. I bless them, Father, and I can't help but thank you once again, Father, for giving us mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. All right, yes, you may be seated. And junior church is dismissed at this time. Well, we have water. Yes, it took us a while. We had water about an hour after service last week, and it's been a trying week. Still, I mean, we were pumping chocolate milk for a while, and then realized that the one fitting hadn't sealed up and was sucking mud out of the trench, and pumping it into the house. So we've changed a lot of stuff, a lot of filters, but praise God we have water. And you know, it's those things when you don't have them, you don't realize how much you missed them. And you know, I guess that's got its own lesson, doesn't it? Appreciate the things you've got while you've got it. Well, ladies, this morning Again, I'm going to talk to you from my heart and what I believe God is wanting to say to women everywhere. Because, you know, at least most of my life, there's been a lot of conflict with, you know, women burning their bras and, doing this and doing that, trying to gain their equality and freedom. And the truth of the matter is, women, you are not equal to a man. Let's be real. Neither is a man equal to you. God created us two entirely different beings for a purpose, because we need each other. And that is why two men and two women do not fit the bill. They do not create life. God wanted life to be created. He looked down. Now, we can get into some weird stuff in Genesis. I'll be honest with you. Because so many people, they start talking about man having breasts in the beginning. Okay? Don't know about you. Kind of throws me into tilt mode a little bit. I got some good jokes for it, but it's hard to grab hold of. Yeah, that's not a good one. It's hard to wrap your mind around some of these things. But what is one of the things that is believed is why God created Adam was Adam was supposed to self-create. So pretty much he was asexual. And God looked down and said, he's alone. It's not good. So he created a woman. Now Adam named her a woman because she was man with a womb. Now I'm going to be honest with you. We have no comprehension of how intelligent Adam was. God explained a womb to him, all this stuff. But he created a woman. Because not only was Adam alone, but he wasn't procreating. He wasn't being like the other animals. The other beings all created life, and Adam wasn't. So God created a woman so that he could. Now Eve, she had a daunting task. She was to be the mother of all. How many of you remember, I watched a show the other day, and I can't remember which one it was, but it was actually hilarious. Oh, yeah, it was Life in Pieces. They went to the hospital, they were having a baby, and they were just so sure that they knew how to do all this. Y'all anybody know anybody like that? They just knew everything there was to have about a baby. This is their first one. We had a neighbor, oh, I don't want diapers. Don't give me diapers. Trust me, you're going to need the diapers. I want this, this, and this. That's all I want. Well, I got a feeling some things changed. We moved before they had their second one, but they were just so sure that they knew everything about it, and then the reality hit them. What do they think they're doing giving us a baby? We don't know anything about a baby. We really don't, do we? I mean, I was the oldest of five. I had some older sibling experience. And, you know, so that helped out in some areas. And I wasn't, you know, as on pins and needles as she was about everything. And she was actually very, very good about most of it. But I know there were just things that she would probably stress about that I didn't. Well, fell off the couch. I got two brothers and two sisters. They all did it too. Now, I ain't saying there ain't been some issues, but I can do that now. But we really didn't know what we were doing, did we? No clue when that baby came into the world. By the way, it's yours, not mine. I got to take care of that baby. I got to get up. Well, like I said, she nursed, so she got up. But I also got up at 4 o'clock to go to work. So one of us needed some sleep because I didn't go to bed till 11:30. And but God's grace in our life helps us through this. See, life was created in you. You carried it. You nurtured it. We don't know for a fact yet, but I dare say it's probably truth. The baby knows its mother's voice. I believe that. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't hear through a little bit of fluid and skin. There's no reason. And I don't remember exposing my children to hard rock, but I got good sons. We got the same taste in music. But when it all boils down, you didn't have a clue. And yet you got through it. And some of you went and done it again. And again. And maybe again and again and again. There's a problem with what's going on in the world today. And I heard that there's even, it was a bill, or somebody's trying to push through into our Congress, into our laws, a bill to number the children you can have. It ain't going to pass, but there are people who think it's their right to tell you how many kids you can have. It's not working for China, now is it? Oh yeah, you got a billion plus people over there, big whoop-de-doo. You have no respect for human life. God told us to create life. And I got to tell you something, folks. The earth that Adam was in at the time surpasses this. The land we've lost due to erosion, due to Antarctica sitting on, all that ice in Antarctica is sitting on top of tropical plants. If you want to know where Garden of Eden is, I got a clue. I think God covered it in ice and shipped it south. I don't know. Tropical plant sounds like paradise to me. If you look at Eve, we don't read a whole lot. I mean, Eve does get an unfair shake in all this, doesn't she? It's all because of Eve. Well, the truth of the matter, folks, is it's actually because of Adam. It was because of Adam, because Adam fell. And Eve just kind of got the brunt of it. Now, there are some other writings that we typically do not use in our faith, but there are some writings that talk about a depression that Adam went into. Because, see, God no longer came and visited him. Suddenly, your best friend's gone. And, so we look in the Bible and we go from Eve and, come on down through the, you don't hear a whole lot about Noah's wife. And then, then we get up to Abraham and Sarah. And, and she couldn't have a child. And she wanted a child. She tried everything to have a child. So much so that she said, here's my servant Hagar, take her. And whatever weird customs may have that I've heard running around about that. There's so much, and then you get up to Isaac and Rebekah. And she had Jacob and Esau. Now the problem is with Rebekah, she played favorites. You can't play favorites with your kids, can you? You got to love them the same. And it can be difficult. And I'll be honest with you, your children won't always see why you were hard on them and not hard on this one, but you had to do this with this one, and it all balances out. And, only becoming a father myself did I ever realize how it balances out. They're different temperaments. I got to ride one to do something. Now, I ain't got a child in the house or even a wife in the house that puts their chair in. I still gripe. I walk around putting the chairs back in. I like my little toes. But Rebecca played favorites and split two brothers. Because she went ahead and pushed for it. She wanted Jacob to be the head, not his brother Esau. God already knew what was going to happen. He'd already predestined Jacob to be the leader. We come up through, we don't read a whole lot more about too many other mothers. But then we get to one mother. teenage girl. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if we've dumbed our society down so much or what's happened, but Mary was a teenage girl. And I know several of you in here had children as teenagers. You lived. You got through it. And in our society, that's a bad thing. Man, if she wasn't married by 16, 17, she was going to be an old maid. And we make light of that today. They go down to West Virginia, find you a 12-year-old girl to marry. You know, back in, not too long ago in our history, there were kings and queens that were ruling at 15 and 16 years of age. Stop and think about that. Granted, not too many people live past 40. So I feel like I've already won the lottery. Some of you really won. You won the Powerball. I just had to throw you under the bus there. Okay, now I'm getting the glass. I'm getting a look over the glasses. But you know, with all that you've been through, ladies, God chose you. Jesse said something the other day, and I'm going to have to probably paraphrase it because I won't say it. He said, I already won. I beat 3 million. Some of you got it. That one little sperm found that one little egg out of 3 million, and it was him. Think about that for a minute. You could have been totally different. You would not be you. You wouldn't. You may not have brown hair, blue eyes, brown eyes. Who knows? You could have had blonde hair, red hair. My family, that's a real possibility. We are a family of Heinz 57, I'm telling you. But you know, God looked down through the time and he said, I want her, I want him. They're going to create life. And it's going to create this child who's going to lead crusades, who's going to lead people to me. Stop and think about that for a minute. God chose you. Well, I just don't know why. Now listen, we don't know why our children are 5 years apart. It's not like we're planning that. We planned on having another child about 2 years after Joshua was born, and that never happened. 5 years later, here comes Jesse. And Justin almost didn't happen because while she was on the operating table still from the C-section, Dr. Folk said, are we going to cut these? And I'm over here, yes, let's do this, because it had already been a try, and I hadn't even started the trying time yet at that point. But I was like, yeah, let's go ahead. And she's like, no, I'm not ready. All right. Who would have guessed it that 5 years later, I would want another one? And now we have Justin. But you see, God knows why. God knew that the right time had to happen for you, for me, for all of us. You are who you are because God destined that person. He needs your temperament. He needs your personality. You didn't think about that, did you? Everybody, oh, I'm just such an awful person. Quit looking at yourself so bad. It's about time we quit criticizing ourselves. I understand about looking at ourselves and rightfully judging ourselves and fixing the things that we can fix and understanding their shortfalls and overcoming them. But it's not your job to critique the personality that God put inside of you. I know that might sound very anti-establishment preaching because everybody wants you to change to be like them. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to be like anybody but who God created you to be. You're, women, you were created to be the mother that you are. And if you see the shortcomings, there's your clue to change it. I've heard mothers time after time admit they didn't know this, they didn't know that, but yet they did nothing to change it. When you know something's not working, you know, I'm not one of those guys, I'm willing to spend every dime I've got to find out if the stupid thing's going to work or not. When it doesn't work and I've already put a bunch in it, I'm pulling the plug. I'm not going to keep pouring money into it, nor am I going to pour myself and time into a mindset that doesn't work. Because I see so many mindsets today that do not work in training up children. Don't brag on your children. They'll get a big head. I'd like to go smack the jack wagon that thought of that. Brag on your children to them. Let them hear you tell other people how proud you are. They're not going to get a big head. It builds their self-confidence. But you know why we don't do that? Because this generation before us didn't. And that generation before didn't. Somewhere along the line, somebody said, don't do this. And it was taken as the gospel, and it was spread. Lies spread faster than truth, folks. So keep that in mind. If something's spreading like wildfire, it's 9 times out of 10 a lie. People don't want the truth. Truth is, you need to love your children. You need to nurture your children. You got to be tough on them. And my boys will tell you, I've been a jerk to them from time to time. I know I'm supposed to honor, but you know, she's been too. And we've gone to our children most of the time. There's sometimes we forget. And the older I get, the more I forget. And repent to them. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have reacted like that. See, that's God's personality in you coming out. Because, see, the image we have God. Now, you ladies, you got to look at God the Father as the mother as well. Because what you don't understand is God the Father, God the Spirit are one and the same. And I believe this, the Holy Spirit carries the feminine nurturing tendencies. And when we look at that and we see the Father, we have to start seeing the truth about women. Listen, I don't know who put women in chains that they couldn't be business people. We've been preaching Proverbs 31 for an awful long time, and people still keep putting women in chains and saying, no, you can't be this. You can't do that. You so can. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 31, women can dicker over the price of land. They can purchase the land. They can purchase the clothes. They go to the market. They work on, they haggle over the price of clothing and stuff of that nature. They can be business. Women, you are not stupid. You are smart. Not all of us are intelligent in one area, or in every area is what I meant. There's areas we're all a little ignorant. Katie asked me a question the other day about something on the computer. I sent back and said, I'm in the dark on this one. You need to talk to Ryan, talk to somebody, because I have no clue what to tell you. And to be honest with you, thinking about it hurts my brain. But if you want me to build a wall, we can build a wall. We can build it. But my brain cannot operate in that. Because God doesn't want me to be a smart aleck in everything. That's when arrogance shows up. Because we need each other. See, women, that's why you may be strong in an area and your husband may be weak in an area. You complement each other. You support each other. And he might be strong in an area, you're weak. Because I've always told my wife, I said, if you ever need an excuse, somebody's whatever. I mean, I can't really think of any examples, but I said, I mean, they're not really big shoulders, but I said, I can carry it. Blame me. Say I'm the jerk because I don't care what they think about me. I wasn't going anyhow. Because she's a people pleaser. She wants everybody to love her. God bless her. We should all think about being a little bit, and I do. I want you to understand that I'm not just a big jerk rolling down the road, don't care about what people think. But your opinion of me does not change what I think of me. I got past that October 20th, 1989. Day I graduated boot camp. They were the last guys who told me that I was a piece of crap. But you cannot any longer live under what somebody else is thinking of you, telling you that you're this or you have to be that just because you messed up. Just because you maybe aren't as smart in that area. We've all got gifts. Not all of our gifts were called to be put into play for just us. You know, when Solomon built the temple, God told him, said, I've already appointed the artisans. The masons are coming. Your carpenters are coming. Your goldsmiths are coming. Everybody who had a gift in your seamstresses are coming. Everybody had a job. And some of them were ladies. We look back, it was just a male dominant world. You know, then what we want to do is we want to create the Amazonian image from Wonder Woman where it's all women. Does anybody ever figure out how these societies procreate? Do children just pop off of them like gremlins? Boop, 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 boop. We need each other. Fathers need mothers. Mothers need fathers. You complement each other. If you got a child that's a little harder to handle, well, maybe the other spouse knows the right words. That's what I'm always praying if I'm in a situation that I don't know what to say or do about. I'm like, Lord, give somebody the words. Give us wisdom. But you're no longer held down here. Mothers are important. They're important as fathers. You're equal. We got to have you. Because I can tell you right now, if it weren't for her, my boys would be hellions. They'd get gotten away with a lot more stuff because I'd have just, I'll see you. I'm going out to the garage. But no, the things that were overwhelming me, she was able to talk into their lives. And the things that she wasn't able to speak into, hopefully I've been able to. And that's the point of being a parent. And you can ask my sons. I never tried to be their best friend. I was the prick when I needed to be, but I was also the comfort. When they screwed up and I had them dead to rights and could have executed them, figuratively. God started teaching me about mercy. So don't ever look back and say, man, I've just been an awful this or an awful that. Be the best you can be. Some of you got situations, we're not all in the same situation. Well, I have to work. Listen, women technically have worked for a very long time. We run it back to World War I or World War II and start blaming it on the war at that time. But the truth of the matter is, seriously, look. Women have been a part of industry for a very long time. I mean, Proverbs was written a long time before the American Revolution. Your job was not just to produce children and stay home and take care of them. You got a life. How many of you women have desires and things you like to do? I'm going to put my hand down because I am not a woman. Okay, only three of you. The rest of you, we're going to pray. You do, don't you? You have things you enjoy going and doing. And, you know, and what society has done has stolen that. And I'm going to throw that at religion. Religion has stolen that and said, you just need to stay at home, take care of your children, or you're a bad mother. Hogwash. Providing for your children is as important as staying there with them. What good does it do your children if you're in abject poverty and you could go out and get a job and change that? Well, that's the man's job. Well, if the husband's hurt or lazy or just not in the picture, somebody's got to do something. That's just all. And I know some of you women have done that. Something. Why not me? Why can't I change it? And I know you. I know some of you have raised your children by yourself, and it's hard. I know some of you put yourself through school. My hat's off to you. You have my respect. You did what thousands, perhaps millions of women won't do. Because today we're seeing a worldwide catastrophe happening. We're seeing people wanting to be taken care of. Adults. Oh, no, you need to take care of me. I don't know if you heard about the elections in France. Not too many people on board with that new president. Because he's very... not socialistic, but... accommodating to a new world order that takes care of people and tells them what to do and what to think. And the thing is, it was all people in cities who want to be told. And I'm not saying if you live in a city, you're weak-minded or anything. I'm just saying watch the populations. Our elections proved it too. People in the cities who don't have dreams and have a life want to be taken care of. And that's because we've attacked. See, you know what we did? We attacked men. We attacked the fathers. And while the women who got some freedom and some liberty in that weren't paying attention, we turned around and attacked them and said, oh, no, two women can raise a boy. Women, what do you know about being a boy? You want to know who taught my boys how to pee? I'm just going to be honest. We don't even have to put this on the internet. I don't know how to be a little girl. I don't know how to be sensitive. My boys, you know, and even though they have different levels of sensitivity, and I've had to learn that over the years, how far I can push them, I still give them, I give it to them pretty good. And you know, I'm going to tell you something else that was never allowed to be done before. I've allowed them to give back. If I give it, that's been my motto. If I give it, I'd better be able to take it. That's why Phil and I, we banter back and forth. I give it to him and he gives it right back. And if I can't take it, I need to shut my pie hole. And my boys, I'm going to tell you right now, they've each had their level of bravery they keep going into. And right now, I thank God we stopped at three. Because the fourth one might have killed me. Because this third one, he dropped me to my knees in Walmart a couple times. But over the course of time, they've all grown up to a certain level of being men. And now they have to do it on their own. They have to finish it out. Our job as parents, your job as a mother, is to take that child to a certain point and say, now, you got to show me what you're made of. My parents did what they could do to a certain point. The rest of it was up to me. Angela's parents did the best they could do up to a certain point, and then they handed her off to me. and I twisted her mind. No. But I did take her away. Took her 700 miles away. You know, that's the hard part, isn't it? I know when they're little, and I've still got a few years on a couple of them, so I'm still good. And got one coming into the neighborhood. But when they go out, and this is what I keep telling myself, they got to do it. They've got to fly. Had I been held on to any longer and not allowed to spread my wings, I would have died inside. I would be nothing. You only get to live when you can spread your wings and fly. You got to experience life. And I'm going to tell you right now, tell your children while they're young, there's a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises, a lot of stuff you're not going to like that happens, and there ain't a thing you can do about it except put your big boy britches on and get back in the fight. Sometimes mothers, you can be the, oh baby, it'll be all right, here's a piece of pie. Or, I know some of you had Marines for fathers, suck it up, princess. I told you it wasn't going to be nice. That's from the mama. But if you understand what I'm saying, you'll know your children. You've got to know your children. I can tell my children by the way they walk down the steps. See, I hope you can. I hope you recognize all those things. And enjoy them. I know this isn't Father's Day, and I'm speaking as a father primarily, but for me, I hate seeing dirty hand or dirt prints all over the trim on the house. And I'll go grab a rag and clean the prints off the thing in the mud, and I'll gripe. I started yelling. I mean, they usually aren't in the room or even in the house when I'm griping and complaining about it. And just reminded, I'll miss it when it's gone. So mamas, you have big shoes to fill. You don't have your mother's shoes to fill. You're blessed to have your mother here today. Well, you too. Both. But you have the shoes of the Holy Spirit to fill. In the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about the Spirit hovering over the waters. And the description that is given over that is as a mother hen takes her wings and spreads them around her babies and protects them. Those are your shoes. Love your children. Encourage them in their dreams. And I'm going to tell you, I know, like I said, some of you didn't have that. Some of you, you're like, how do I do this? And I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit is the only way you will know how to do that. Because you have to do all things in balance. You can't just, oh, well, hey, I'm just going to go over here and be la-la. Or I'm going to be over here and be Gunnery Sergeant Highway. I'll be firm and strict and not let anybody ever have anything. There's a balance. And as mothers, well, you know, I'm looking around and so many different generations, grandparents, great-grandparents. I don't think we got any great-greats, right? Not great-great. No, just great. Okay. I was going to say, not that you're aware of, right? Parents. And parents-to-be. Your job, mothers, is to love them. And I'm going to say this because I know my wife would agree. Love your children, but love their father. If he's in your picture, love their father. No matter how big of a jackass he is. Hee-haw. I want you to know you really are loved and appreciated. You know, I see the things my wife does. Most of the time when I'm asleep, but that whole morning, early bird thing. Been too many nights we've passed each other on our way to bed, getting up. But I see the things she does. And I like to gripe. And I complain. And when she asks for something, I gripe and I complain. And then I get it. We have to gripe and complain. Come on. We'd look too weak, wouldn't we? You didn't marry pushovers. We got to have a little something. And I hate it when her philosophy, her theory on it is correct. Well, yes. And then, you know, years ago she learned this word. Invest. We're investing in us. What's that mean? Well, we're investing in this new purse because you won't have to carry the old one. Well, you got a point. I unfortunately taught her well in the art of distorting what somebody else is thinking. But you are not weak. All I am is a mother. I'm going to tell you right now, I wish more women could have that role, that you didn't have to. I really do. But you get out and you work. You make ends meet too. It's what we all do. And if you're blessed to be able to stay home, don't let nobody condemn you over that. I'm going to tell you right now, we determined before we had children, she said, I don't want to work when the kids are little. We gave up things like vacations. But in that time, we bought a house, several cars, kept living, started business, and started a church. And then a couple years ago, she actually took on some other jobs. Don't let anybody condemn you because you work. And don't let anybody condemn you because you don't. There are sacrifices made all the way around, one way or another. And nobody has a right to judge you about it. Because nobody's walked in your shoes. As your children get older, I will admit it's a little easier on the little more of the friend side of the deal. But you're still their parent. Don't just be stupid with them and say, hey, let's go tear up the town tonight. That's not going to do your child any good. Mothers, we love you. Those of you who are thinking of starting families, I'm looking at a group. Those who have started their families, and I mean you're still building, not just because you got a little, you're still actually building. I bless you. I bless you in this time that being a mother is looked down upon, being a father is looked down upon, because you're righteous. God did not call you to be a dirtbag. He called you his child. In the next couple weeks, folks, I'm going to start talking to you about living as royalty. And I'm not talking about start claiming your mansion and your castle and your big chariot and all this stuff. I'm talking about understanding what it's like to live as royalty. It's different than you think. I got some things that are probably going to shock you, but then again, some of you, it may not. Jesus said you're joint heirs with Jesus. Just saying, there's some things. Some of you still having a hard time seeing yourself. That's women. You're God's queen. You don't belong to the devil. You don't belong to the world. You don't have to give in to their ideas on what you should do. Superstitions. Here, let's hold a ring in front of the belly, and if it goes around this way, oh, baloney, please. Why don't we hold a giant light bulb on the other side and see from that way? So many of you have been taught things that are just stupid superstitions. You have some excellent examples of women in the Bible, godly women. Look at them. They used their brain. They outsmarted people. They stopped people from dying. Others, well, I can think of one stake going through one man's head in a tent. How'd you like to get nailed that way? You can be valiant when you need to be. All right, let's stand. As I said just a little bit ago, ladies, as I'm praying, Ryan will come up here and we'll just let you come up and get your flower and he'll hold them out here so the vase doesn't fall over and nobody goes home soaking wet. I'm sure you would appreciate that. But enjoy the day. You know, throw off what everybody's expecting. Well, I got to do this. Well, I understand there's things you need to do. Enjoy it. So many times anymore, that's part of the reason I hate Christmas. You heard it right. I'm the Grinch. We got to do this. I don't enjoy the day anymore. When it finally shows up, we're exhausted. Our bank accounts are empty. Credit cards are still smoking. And I've seen people do this my whole life. They no longer enjoy the time, the day. Enjoy this day. This is a day for you. And only you can stop you from having a good day. You gonna put your feet up? Put your feet up. I don't care. They call, they don't call, who cares? They'll get it. Pray for them. That's all there is to it. Love them. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you once again, Lord, for each and every woman in here who has stepped into the role of mother. Lord, I thank you for those who are looking to step into that role as mother as well, Father. I pray that you bless them. But Father, bless these women today. Lord, we thank you that you have brought them through this time and time again, Lord, to bring life into this world, to bring new joys into this world. Father, I pray that you help each and every woman who's been struggling with her identity as a mother, as a woman. Father, whether she thinks she's a failure or not, Lord, I pray that you show her the truth in what you see, not in what other people see, not in what they see. And now, Father, I bless these people as a whole. I thank you for them, Lord. I bless them and pray, Father, as they go about their week, that you prosper the work of their hand. Good, in Jesus' name, amen.